सहज योगी बने, सहयोगी बने, राजयोगी बने। थैंक यू। ओम शांति।
Sit comfortably and allow your body to relax. Om Shanti. A very warm greeting of peace to my sisters and my brothers. Today is United Nations International Day of Yoga, and so this program is specifically to honor this. The subject of yoga has aroused great interest in the Western world since the 60s, I think. Prior to that, we didn't hear about it so much, but of course, it's a very, very ancient tradition. And personally, I would say that Raj Yoga is a tradition that goes back to India 5,000 years ago. And so that's a long, long time ago. And for some years, it was absolutely part of the Indian culture until it made the transition to the West, and now people hear about yoga. But let me explain what this word yoga really means. The word yoga means union, to join together, to link together. And so this word ligament, connection. And so the link. Yoga is the link of the self with the divine, with the supreme. And when we say Raja Yoga, again, it has a very specific context. The word Raja means the master, the king, the sovereign. And my experience is that when I, the inner being, connect with the divine, I'm able to draw spiritual power within myself. And this spiritual power enables me to gain mastery over, firstly, my physical senses, so that now it's not these wild horses that race away and carry me with them. You know, the tongue is 2.5 inches of muscle, and yet the tongue can lead a 6-foot person astray. Eating things they shouldn't be eating, drinking things they shouldn't be having, all sorts of things. And so today, it's not the inner being, the soul, that's in charge of the eyes or the ears or the tongue, but our senses tend to carry us with them and we have to follow. But Raj Yoga brings me back to that state of mastery, of sovereignty, where I am in charge of how I see things, what I share through these eyes. These are the windows of the soul. Am I sharing peace? Am I sharing harmony? Am I sharing good health? And then I'm also able to be the master of my inner faculties, my inner senses, my thoughts, my feelings, my attitude, my understanding, my ability to discern, my ability to come to a decision, and even the latent instincts that I carry within myself, which at the moment are a combination. Sometimes my instincts are very good. Sometimes my instincts are a little aggressive and not so good. And so can I become the master of all of this? And yes, surely I can. So as I come to the awareness of who I truly am, detaching from this physical skin and going beyond all the identity labels that I associate with this, all the little boxes that I put myself in. Now I come to a very different awareness of who I am. I am the inner being. And in my natural, original state, I am peace, I am truth, I am love, I am joy. Can I come to this awareness once again? Yes, I can. I just need to press that button here, and I'm back there in that awareness. And in this awareness of this being of light, That image you see is the image of the soul, the inner being, the being of light that carries all these characteristics within itself. And in this awareness, I can very naturally and easily connect with the divine. And this image also actually is the same image, because the being of light, the divine, the supreme, has the same form, a form of light. And this has been remembered through millennia in all the different traditions, past and present. And when I connect with the Supreme, I'm connecting with the source of all positive attributes, love, truth, compassion, benevolence, forgiveness, purity, peace, joy, bliss. Every quality you can think about which is pure and uplifting and positive is there within the source. And so when I turn my thoughts to the divine, I'm able to draw all these qualities within myself and come to my own highest potential. And of course, all the things that I can experience in meditation are not just reserved for meditation time alone, but I can translate all of these into different aspects of my life. And so what you'll be seeing for the next little while is seeing and hearing people who are practicing meditation of Raj Yoga, and you'll see in what way they apply all these experiences in their own lifestyle, wherever it is they live and work, and the conditions are very different for each one. But Raj Yoga is universal and is for everyone. Enjoy the journey.
Om Shanti. Greetings from South Africa. Om Dyao. Shanti Antariksha. Shanti Prithvi. Roshadaya Shanti Vanaspataya Shanti Vishwe Deva Shanti Brahma Shanti Sarvam Shanti Shanti Reva Shanti Sama Shanti Redi Om Jahu Shanti Antariksha Om Shanti Prithvi Shanti Rapaha Shanti Roshadaya Shanti Vanaspataya Shanti Vishwe Deva Shanti Brahma Shanti Shanti Reva Shanti Sama Shanti Reni Om Shanti 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 Allah. sada.
Has been a constant progress and a constant change, and it will continue to be. The main aspect for me is the awareness of what food is, what am I eating, what am I buying, and to what am I connecting through that product. And then the awareness that I can have an impact on the food, and then the food has an impact on me. So when I'm paying attention to my attitude and intention when I prepare the food and when I eat the food, then the experience that can come is of lightness and freedom, a sense of liberation, because the relationship with food and then matter and nature becomes clean. So there are two aspects just to be in essence. One is just paying attention through the awareness to what am I connecting to when I buy this product. When there is knowledge, then there can be awareness, and then there can be decision. A choice can be made. And then apart from that aspect, once I have this sacred food in my hands, then what do I do with that? With what intention am I going to feed myself, nourish myself with that? So to take the awareness that I'm not just nourishing my body, I'm nourishing my heart as well and my spirit. And with this can come as well a lighter and clean relationship with Mother Nature.
When most of us think of Raja Yoga, we think more of a practice of meditation. But in fact, Raja Yoga is a two-step practice. We take a step of spiritual study and then the step of the practice of meditation. For each step of study, we need to experience in meditation. And in my personal journey, I realized when I began that there's a huge difference between the study at school and university, the image we have of study in our minds, to spiritual study. The study at school, at university, we learn so much information. We know so much about so many things. But Raja Yoga, the study of Raja Yoga, is taking one idea, going deeper and deeper and deeper. So I convert the theory of the study into the experience of meditation. And so for every step of study, I take a step of inner experience. And many times I feel there's three things in life: information, knowledge, and wisdom. We have so much information. We just Google something and we get millions of results. Knowledge is more the theories, the beliefs, the ideas. It's more the academic approach. But wisdom is really when I apply truth to my life. So in Raja Yoga, we study. We have knowledge. And as we begin to apply the knowledge to my thoughts, to my feelings, to my behavior, to my attitude, I convert what I know into what I feel. So Raja Yoga is really using the study to convert into a deep experience of peace, love and happiness inside. One person who was an extraordinary Raja Yogi was Daddy Jenki. And Daddy Jenki studied Raja Yoga for well over 80 years. And she had a passion for the study, a passion for the truth. But equally her passion was to convert that truth into an experience inside. She didn't just know knowledge, she didn't just believe it, she didn't just teach it, but she really converted it into an experience. She became the embodiment of that study. So really Raja Yoga is taking a step of spiritual study and a step of meditation experience together.
Om Shanti. I'm glad to be part of International Day of Yoga celebrations. Yoga for me is loveful relationship with God. God is said to be love. God is love. And love is God. This is what generally people say. I have found in my own experience, love for God enables us to transform our inner personality. It changes our thinking. Our life totally becomes a transformed one. Clarity of thought is there. Stability in the emotions is there. And we are able to maintain easy equilibrium. If I look at the great transformation that took place in the life of Rajyogini Dadi Prakashmani, the then chief of Brahma Kumaris. I have seen her as a simple teacher growing into a senior most teacher and then the chief of the organization. Simplicity means making complicated things very, very easy to understand. And this happens when there is transparency inside. Dadi's life was very simple. She was an embodiment of simplicity. Why? With pure innocence, which was possible when she practiced this meditation, transformation took place in her personality. She was what is inside, the same outside, transparent. And this is why she was loved by all. And another thing that I found in her, slowly she developed the quality of humility. And I had an opportunity to see how humble Dadi was. Yoga makes people great. And great people are very humble. There was no ego in Dadi. Once there was a tiff at the main gate of the headquarters of Brahma Kumaris in Mount Abu between the gateman and the vehicle that was entering. Dadi saw from a distance and she wanted to know as to what was wrong. Why was the tiff? When she went there, it was an officer from the government who was getting upset because he was stopped at the gate. And he was arguing that the gateman should know whose vehicle should be stopped and whose not. Dadi folded her hands. I was with her. And she said, on his behalf, I apologize to you. Just imagine, Dadi was so great, so big, heading an organization, but she was so humble. Then I said to the officer, do you know who she is? She is the chief of the organization. When he came to know this, he fell at the feet of Dadi. This was humility. Due to her humility, she was able to invite the big Mahamandaleshwars, the male dominated world. I've seen her sitting as a lone woman, lone Brahma Kumari sister, no other woman on the stage, or all else were the big saints, all males, and they all accepted Dadi readily. Dadi was divine, and divine means the divinity was her beauty. She would accept everyone, make everyone her own. She had transcended all kinds of barriers of caste, creed, religion, nationalities. She would just working with everyone on spiritual basis, spiritual level. And this is what touches the heart of everyone. The soul is able to relate to another soul through spiritual vibrations, spiritual vision. This is what yoga brought so many wonders in the life of Dadi. Yoga means remembering the Almighty, remembering God, who we call our Father. And through this, slowly and slowly, we inculcate through His remembrance the qualities that He possesses, because we are His children. Om Shanti.
I became very interested in how the brain works, and in fact, in my work as a psychiatrist, I did a lot of research into Alzheimer's disease, and this involved taking a lot of scans and seeing how different parts of the brain were or were not working very well. And the more I did this kind of research, I realized that in fact, there was no part of the brain that we could identify that really explained that integrated sense we have of being ourselves, that sense of me, the experiencer, who's having all these experiences. I could see there were different parts of the brain that mediate a lot of different aspects of how we function, our memory, our language, different skills that we have, but nothing could explain that kind of gestalt of how it's all integrated and how we have a sense of ourselves and self-awareness. And it was only through the study of Raj Yoga that I began to realize that this sense of self, this consciousness, if you like, was something separate from the brain. And that really made a lot of sense to me. And the fact was that that consciousness, if you like, that spark of life force that animates the body, has its own qualities, and its qualities are those of love and peace and joy. And so meditation for me, or this sense of connection, was a connection to those aspects of myself. So I could go below the chatter of my own mind, the thoughts and emotions that are arising from my experiences, into another experience, if you like, your inner world of stillness, of silence, of love. And also there was another kind of connection that I discovered, and that was a connection with the source, with an energy of love and peace and compassion that was beyond me, but I could tap into and really take a lot of strength and power from. And so this sense of yoga as union, as connection, became very real for me, connecting with my own inner qualities and connecting with something beyond me that would give me strength and power. And it became very useful for me in my work as a psychiatrist and helping others to understand themselves, because this energy of love that we are at our core, when it meets the suffering or pain of the outside world, that's where this feeling of compassion arises. And compassion is an innate quality that we all have, and we know that we can feel it towards other living beings, but we can also use that capacity to help ourselves. And so this power we have, this capacity for love, is also a tool, a skill that we can use to apply to ourselves when we are suffering, when we are in pain. We can learn to soothe and protect and look after ourselves. And another thing which I think really helps people to maintain a sense of equilibrium and stability is when we turn that sense of identity from all the external things that we tend to say is me, like my job or how I look or everything around me that defines me. If we move our sense of identity from that to those inner core qualities, to those spiritual qualities, if you like, this gives me a much better sense of stability, of my own value, my own worth, and my own self-respect. So these are just some of the things that I feel how Raj Yoga has helped me in my work and in helping other people.
Shanti is a greeting of peace. And if you've been in contact with Brahma Kumaris even for a day, then you know that it's an expression that we use a lot in our lives. It begins with our practice, it becomes our journey, and it also becomes our destination. Peace is the intrinsic nature of the human spirit, and a practice that is very essential in order to make peace a reality is that whatever it is that we experience in our meditation, that has to be translated in our way of being, in our lives, all the time, not just during the time of meditation. And I feel Raj Yoga is a practice of meditation that has helped me do that a lot, where I'm accountable for my actions, I'm accountable for my thoughts, my feelings, my mindset and my attitude. And what helps to translate spiritual truths in our lives is the practice of silence. It's something that I've seen demonstrated very well by many of the senior yogis. And I'm especially remembering someone called Dadi Gosar, who recently passed away, who was an image or a mountain, an immovable force of silence. And when you came into her presence, you felt how silence was something that was so natural for her. With silence came stillness. With stillness came the ability to perceive everything in its true form. Dadi Gulzar was very special in that whenever you came in her company, you felt her ability to be so engaged, understanding, and yet completely separate from everything. Her mindset, her attitude was always neutral. She didn't get caught up in situations and circumstances outside of her, but her peace, her silence enabled the situations and circumstances around her to become still, especially individuals, especially felt that they had their own inner power that they could tap into. So silence plays a very important role.
In 2007, in Maharashtra, India, at a time when so many farmers got impoverished, a few farmers who practiced Raja Yoga meditation started experimenting with a very arid plot of land where nothing would grow, without putting any chemical fertilizer or pesticides. They started practicing with adding some meditation vibrations. There was such a remarkable turnaround in the soil quality, in the biodiversity of that plot, that this then became the seed for what is now a global grassroots initiative. This is how sustainable yogic agriculture became a research project coordinated by the Rural Development Wing of the Brahma Kumari World Spiritual University, in response to ever-growing needs and a deep spiritual query farmers have asked themselves: could the power of thought be a new fertilizer that leads to better food security? Sustainable yogic agriculture refers to agricultural and farming practices which involve bio-organic and natural inputs, along with application of positive thinking, pure feelings and peaceful feelings, and mind power, which involves modern farming with traditional knowledge. It offers farmers an ancient method integrating meditative practices in their daily lifestyle. Thus, it involves not only macro energy and materials, but also micro energy as well as metaphysical inputs in terms of positive vibration, right from the stage of seed bed preparation, sowing, through to the harvesting and storage time. This has resulted in lower costs to farmers and reduced the pressure on the environment. Other benefits have been improvement in farmers' emotional well-being and enhanced community resilience. Also, early data collected through a field study in Gujarat suggests that an improved seed quality and increase in crop yield is visible. Nowadays, about 1,000 farmers throughout India are combining organic farming with meditation and shows remarkable results. As farmers gain confidence, the impact they are able to have on their crops through meditation is also enhanced. A few farmers have also started to experiment with these ideas and practices in Australia, Greece, Italy, Mauritius, South Africa, and Switzerland.
In Raja Yoga, we explore our inner world and we have a relationship with the world outside. It's a relationship of respect and gratitude. In Raja Yoga, we want to live in harmony with the nature. So, more than 25 years ago, some of us had an idea why not to use renewable energy for anything what we do in the organization. And for all these years, there have been many research and development activities in solar energy technology, which resulted in very interesting and innovative solutions. And that was possible because of practice of Raja Yoga, because when we meditate, we clear our intellects and we open our hearts. So we become constructive, creative, benevolent instruments of the divine and also the trustees of anything what we received. So one example of this technology, which is very friendly for the environment and suitable for people to use, is institutional solar cooker in Gyan Sarovar in Mount Abu, which was installed in 1995. And for all these years, it's been working very well up to date. So it's a good example how renewable energy can be long-lasting. Another example is also a solar cooker. This one is in Shantivan in Abu Road, India. And it's a big one. We can cook meals in the number of 30,000 a day. So it is an example how clean energy can be used for cooking for so many people. And the last example I would like to share is India One. It is a 1 megawatt solar thermal power plant, which is a research and development and demonstration project. And it's very unique because it can generate electricity from the sun for 24 hours a day. And all these things are not a miracle. It is simply the result of practicing Raja Yoga, because Raja Yoga can bring science and silence together in the best possible way. In silence, there is great power of concentration, and this introversion brings very meaningful innovations for the nature and for people, for a harmonious world.
Om Shanti. Yoga, the word itself means connection. I, the being, through my every thought, feeling, intention, which is a vibration, I am connected. I am in yoga with. My every vibration radiates to my body. I am in connection in yoga with my body. My vibration influences my physical health. My every vibration radiates to people, and that brings me in connection with people. Relationships is not just about how we speak and what we do or behave with people. It's about who we are inside. So our vibrations connect us to people. So our relationships is based on who we are here. We are in yoga with our work because it's our vibrations, it's our mind who is creating our work. Our professional health is dependent on who we are inside. And our vibrations radiate into the environment. Air, water, plants, animals, birds, everything gets influenced by our vibrations and creates the environmental health. Now, if we look at our emotional health, mental health, physical health, relationships, professional health, and environmental health, in every aspect of our life, we're looking for a change. We need this to change, we need that to change, we need the environment, the world to change. How will this happen? We need the highest yoga, the highest connection, Raj Yoga, the supreme connection. It's I, my connection with the supreme power, the divine power, with God. When I connect to the ocean of love, ocean of purity, ocean of power, ocean of bliss, it's a connection. My vibrations connected to God. And when my vibrations are connected to God, I, the being, get filled with God's power, love, peace, and knowledge. It's like a battery connected to a powerhouse. The battery gets charged. It's very important for everything here to change and to become how we want it to be, whether it's our emotional, mental health, physical health, relationship, social health, or the world. This battery, this inner power, this needs to get charged, because when this is charged, the vibrations which are radiating through all these connections will change. And so this gets charged only by connection to the supreme power. So when we start meditating and we create a very personal relationship with the powerhouse, and I, the being, energize myself, not just with the knowledge and wisdom, but with the power, love, peace and purity, bliss of that ocean, I, the being, start changing my thoughts, my intentions, my feelings. My emotional health changes. I shift from stress to calm and stability, from anger, irritation, to empathy, compassion, from greed to contentment, from fear to faith and confidence, from expectations to acceptance, from criticism to appreciation, from complaint to gratitude. This change from competition to sharing, caring, cooperation, shift, a complete shift in who I am, because I'm now energized. And when this shift happens in my subconscious, not just on the conscious level of thoughts, but in my personality, who I am, then this shift heals my mental health, heals my body with these pure divine vibrations, because the connection from here, from the Supreme, is radiating vibrations to my body. It's radiating pure energy to people. People will be who they are. They will behave according to what they believe is right. I may not always agree with their behavior or agree with their opinion, but I do not create criticism, judgmental thinking. I do not create expectations and get hurt, because now I have become. Each one of us is experiencing this, that when we create that connection, I become powerful. And when I am powerful, I am not emotionally dependent on their behavior. I'm not emotionally dependent. I'm with them, working with them, living with them, taking care of them, fulfilling our every responsibility. But I, the being, am not dependent. This is emotional independence. and then relationships shift from expectations to unconditional love and acceptance. Relationships change, they are in harmony. And when I, the being, connect to the Supreme Power and radiate those pure vibrations to nature, my greed, my never-ending desires, they shift to a life of simplicity, contentment. And when I shift to simplicity and contentment, I am conserving the resources of my planet. And my natural state of being, my energy field, my aura, is radiating vibrations of calm and peace and stability and purity to the environment. This is our reality, that who we are is radiating to the environment. And when I, the being, am radiating contentment, purity, peace, power, love to environment, everything will start changing. The quality of the water crystal formation, the energy of the air, the effect on planets, and of course on all the animals and birds. Everything will change. The influence on them will change, and the way we use the resources of the planet will change. So emotions affect the environment. So for all these connections to be in harmony, let's start creating the highest connection, the connection which energizes us, because then we can create happiness, health, harmony, and heaven on earth with this supreme connection. Let's experience this supreme connection for a few minutes. Visualize yourself, the energy, the soul, the being, in the center of the forehead, tiny point of light. And above you, visualize another tiny point of light, ocean of love, ocean of all powers, ocean of purity. And then see yourself absorbing the vibrations of God, the love and power radiating from God to you, like we experience sun gazing, sun bathing, you must have experienced. So what do we do at that time? We absorb the sun's light into our body, the sun's energy into our body. We just absorb the sun's energy. The sun is constant. We have to face the sun and absorb that energy. And that sun's energy starts creating healing in the body. Similarly, God, the Supreme Soul, I, the being, have to connect to them and absorb. So just visualize, like sun's rays falling on the body, God's power, God's rays of love, purity and peace falling on me, the being, the soul, energizing the soul, and then the soul's power energizing all my connections. I am a pure divine being. Connected to the ocean of purity and power. God's love, God's power is my healing energy. God accepts me unconditionally. I am the child of God. And all God's powers and wisdom, they belong to me. I am God's child and student. Visualize the supreme vibration rays of peace, purity and power filling and energizing the soul. from there radiating to every cell of the body. And radiating to people. And radiating to the environment. Radiating to the world. God's love, power and purity energizes me, and through my vibrations creates happiness, health, harmony and heaven on earth. Om Shanti.
Raja Yoga, the King of Yogas.